Hi, welcome to the 12th House Podcast. I'm Michelle, your co-host and the head witch in charge here at Holisticism. Delighted to have you. Welcome back to the squirrels who have been here before, to our new squirrels. Hi, how's it going? The 12th House Podcast is a little corner of the internet where we bring together creativity, inspiration, intuition, spiritual shit, the metaphysical, the practical, tactical stuff that comes to running a business. And we bring it to you so that you can do your sacred work, so you can self-actualize, so you can be the biggest you could possibly be. It's really fun. You're going to like it, I think. Anyway, let's get into today's episode. Hi, Katie.
Hi. Wow, this is incredible. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm delighted to have you. Dear listeners, this is the esteemed, the talented, the gorgeous, the effusive, the just brilliant Katie Dalebout, who is our new podcast producer. So excited to welcome her to the team.
That was so many nice adjectives. I can't even believe it. Thank you so much. I mean, and also a job title that I am truly an honor and a privilege to get to do this, but also secretly, you know, I'm really here to hang out with you. So
welcome to the pod. I mean, I was just thinking, like, you're not a grandmother. You're more like the aunt or the great aunt of so many podcasts, or, you know, like, you're the cool aunt to so many podcasts that have been created in the world.
It is very interesting to be the age that I am and having done, it's the thing I've done the longest, you know, longer than I've lived anywhere, longer than any romantic relationship than I've had, longer than many friendships. It's a long time.
And like, you've been doing it also just like exponentially longer than so many people who are now getting into podcasting. And like, I was thinking about social media the other day and how there are people who are, you know, social media directors of social media now that, like, I don't know, we're on MySpace. And like, who knew, you know, coding their MySpace with like snowflakes. So when you clicked on your MySpace page, a snowflake would fall. Like, that's crazy that these things that we just kind of started as youth are now like big ass jobs, you know?
Yeah, it's I think about that sometimes, you know, because podcasting, unlike social media, like when I was in school, I studied broadcast journalism. I wanted to be a TV news reporter, but all of our prereqs were radio. So there was some sort of like conceptual understanding of what a podcast was, even though I didn't have that term. But I mean, it's radio, you know, it's been around for millennia. But with social media at that time, like when I was in college and we were in college, that was not a course. That was not a major. That was not, there was communications. And I couldn't even conceive of that. You know, we didn't even have iPhones then, which is just,
it's crazy.
I think about that quite often. Yeah.
I know. I obviously, Rhodes, have a baby. And I'm thinking about his education. And I'm like, God, he'll probably have a job that like we can't even conceptualize now. Like, we just, it totally doesn't even exist, not even in the slightest. And who knows what he'll end up doing, that or he'll just be like a blacksmith. You know, he'll go like all the way back to something that's been around for forever.
Yeah. Was it you who were telling me about, I think maybe it was, because I think I was telling you about, I had to go pick up something from the cobbler and that I have a really good cobbler. And you were like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to say close with Arthur, but I have an understanding of his life and I consider him a friend. I don't know what he thinks about me, but.
Is he like a Russian guy?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Arthur. Yeah. You know that guy.
Yeah, he did my wedding shoes. He was wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's very sweet.
Very sweet and like very beautiful smile, right? He has like a really beautiful smile.
Yeah.
Or pretty
eyes.
He's
like a lovely
too,
person. Yes, but okay, so you have a cobbler that you love and like, yeah, that's a trade. And he probably like apprenticed as a cobbler at some point, you know?
Yeah, and the whole point reason I brought it up was because I think it was maybe you where we were like talking about, or I told you I like had to do that errand or something. And you were like, yeah, it's funny. Like we're not, a lot of people aren't learning some of these skills that, you know, we take for granted that we can go to them and have, you know, use the skill that they have.
And, yeah. Hey. Like electricians or cobblers or even plumbers. I come from a family of plumbers. So that one's near and dear, but we'll talk about hyperfixations in a second. But my like sort of long-term hyperfixation is education right now because of Rhodes. And I think I might've told you about this and maybe I mentioned on the podcast too, but I really like this one education writer who's written a series on like how to create quote unquote geniuses. And basically his concept is like, why are there, were there so many genius, like, why isn't there a Mozart of our generation that we know of, or an Einstein even? And he argues that it's because of the way that we educate children now and sort of like a rote institution where we like make them memorize stuff and then like they don't actually really learn. And so he lays out like how he thinks you should educate like your child. And one of the things he recommends is basically having like a tutor, like a Renaissance tutor, someone who's like a Renaissance person who can teach like math and science, but also like religion and philosophy and like ethics and art, and just having your kid hang out with that person like a couple days a week for a couple hours, and that's like necessary. It's like a true liberal arts education. And the other thing that he recommends is an apprenticeship. So Kids don't go and learn like trades anymore. They don't spend time with masters and like really learning in an environment. We're just kind of sort of thrust onto jobs at like 18 or 22, I guess. So I'm thinking about those things a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that just sounds so fun.
I know. I'm like, I want a tutor.
Well, I do that by like just hanging out with friends who have many different skills, and but they're not specifically teaching me, but I try to absorb as much as I can.
Yeah, that was one of the other notes, is he looked at what all these like quote unquote geniuses had in common across, you know, disciplines. And one of the things was that their parents often had loads of friends and parties and introduced them to lots of different types of people. And just seeing different ways of being in the world was like so necessary for their development and the way that they thought. And like being treated like small adults at the dinner table who could like have a conversation about, you know, what they believe is right or wrong, and like learning from other people was necessary. I just think that's so cool. I mean, like, that's a big inspiration for me and E for why we have so many like gatherings, and we try to have someone over for dinner like almost every night.
Yeah. I mean, I think growing up with a single mom and an only child by default, like I was just around a lot of grownups more than kids. Mm-hmm. And my mom's one of six. So all but one are single people who don't have children. So
wow.
And the one uncle who did, my cousins are much older. So I was really, really, really only the kid around. And I think just being around adults so much as a kid made me very comfortable socially. And I'm pretty extroverted, but it's something that I have a lot of friends who are also only children. And it's something that we've spoken about, that we always talk to kids like they're grownups, where others of our peers, when they're around their friends' kids, or when they're, you know, they kind of go into more of a play, which is also cool and like another dimension. And like, that's a cool way to do it too. But I think it's kind of funny and interesting to talk to children as if they're adults, and obviously like be appropriate. But, you know, if something goes over their head or they don't understand it, like, cool. They'll like wonder about it and figure it out, or they'll just like not clock it, you know?
Yeah. I always appreciated being talked to as an adult when I was a little kid, you know, and I like wanted to sit at the table while my aunts were gossiping, you know, and talking shit on people. I was always like lurking in the background, like trying to hear what they were saying.
Yeah, me too. I always like feel that was more interesting to me than playing with other kids. And I think I always felt like I was like a, you know, 9-year-old, 30-year-old. Like, I think I've just grown into my age now. Like, I feel like this is sort of a quite comfortable place for me. And I honestly was like sort of ashamed about that when I was a kid, because I was never really good at sports, or I don't know. I wanted to talk about like hair products or like, you know, now. I wanted to do that when I was like 9, but it was not cool to do that then where I was.
Yeah. I mean, see, that's kind of interesting, like this idea of an age that your soul is, that you kind of like levitate at forever, you know, like you're perpetually going to be 30 even when you like, you're not 30 anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not even 30 now. I just realized.
I feel that way. I'm 34 now. And like when I have to like double take where I'm like, am I really 34? I still feel like a teen mom, you know, like none of my friends have kids. I just, almost none of my friends are even married, you know, like I feel like such a young, I don't know, conservative person who like just got married out of college or something, but I'm 34. Like, no, I'm not
so
that young.
Funny. It's so funny. Even like the other day when we were getting coffee and I was already there and I was like, oh, we'll watch Rhodes. And he was sleeping in the stroller and mm-hmm. coffee was like right there. And you left. And then I'm holding the stroller and I was just like, and every time I'm pushing the stroller with you, I'm always like, oh yeah, everybody here just like thinks this is my kid. And then we made a joke. Remember that? We made the joke to when my friend came up, I was like, oh yeah, I had a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm like, do they think I'm the babysitter? Like, do I even look old enough to have a kid? And like, yes, you do. I you know, I'm humbled very quickly where I'm like, yes, I definitely look old enough to have a child, but I don't feel it. That doesn't mean I don't feel prepared. I feel younger than I actually am. Age is but a number.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's this movie I love and one of the characters is retiring and he says, I still feel like an 80-year-old, 20-year-old. And I remember talking to my dad about that. And like my dad always mm-hmm. talked to me about how young he felt and like acted very young when he wasn't. And I didn't understand that then at all. And now I am like, oh, I think I take after that. Or I just understand the feeling of like, I don't feel very different than I did when I was 20. Like, I do think it is just a number. And I do think there are these bodily functions that show us that it isn't. And then we also have these society structures that also, you know, show us. But other than that, you know, it's interesting.
I feel the good parts of like being whatever, let's say perpetually 29, but then I like go back and look at my journals or something. Like I just had to do this because we just moved. And so I packed everything up and I was like, should I throw my journals away? Am I like throwing away parts of my soul? Like, you know, destroying Horcruxes if I do that? Like, is that like destroying a Bible or something? You know, it's like, it's verboten. So I was reading them and I was like, oh my God, mortified. And also immediately transported back to like, truly so much pain and being young and God, I kind of like forgot about it. It's a little bit like labor. Like you forget how horrible it is. I definitely feel like I've learned and I'm better. I've matured in that way, but I don't feel like old, you know?
That's good. That's good. In another movie that's actually by the same director, there's this line where he says, every 5 years, like clockwork, I realize how much of an asshole I was 5 years before.
Yeah.
And that kind of, that also tracks for me of like, you're just cringing at your old versions of yourself.
I feel the same way about emails I've written even a year ago. Like when I look back on them, not necessarily that they're like inappropriate or something, but I'm like, I don't know if I would write that this way. You know, yeah. Like just, I don't know. I don't know if that needs to be like that. Or that was objectively bad. But I don't know. I think that's also just like part of the creative process. Like, I'm doing research for an upcoming episode on prolific people. And I think that that's the mark of a prolific person is they really don't look back. Like mm-hmm. they just keep on keeping on because you just can't stand in the muck of the past, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say too, I think there's this episode we're about to record that will be out soon really talks about this. And I think we in all these philosophies really for Friday philosophies are at their core about growth and changing your mind and having an openness and being malleable, which is something that I hope to be and have become more of, I think. I think I had more firm, this is how it is when I was younger. And that is just my sample size has gotten bigger that it's not that way. So in that way, I feel like I've grown and I just feel like I know less and less the older I get in a good way, you know, and I'm happy to learn. Mm-hmm. And then I also like, I meant to say this earlier too, like I really love holisticism and what you were doing, what Wallace helped you build. And I want to like shout out Wallace too, because, you know, I have huge, huge shoes to fill. And I am so grateful that, you know, you started this podcast together and that, you know, I get to come in here and be part of it. And I want to say to everyone listening, hi, and thank you for, you know, trusting. I know when the new energy comes into the party, like the party was so good before and now there's a new person here and the other person's not here and that might be jarring. And I meant to lead with that, but you know, it does sort of relate to this like open-mindedness of not just like a new person being here, me, but open-mindedness to, you know, what holisticism is about system making and about
yeah
turning things on their head to try to find another way to see it. And I'm excited to be a part of that. I'm learning so much already and have been for, you know, I've actually been here a month. So
I am honored and thrilled that you've been here for a month. And yes, I mean, when I started working with Wallace and Janelle, like I had one person I had hired before, like 6 months before them, but I hired them both in early pandemic days. And I just assume people are like me and that they'll want to stay at a job for like a year and a half max, and that they're there to learn as much as they can and kind of like treat that job as a playground or a laboratory to like flex their own skills and then sort of use that as a launching pad to move forward. And so I went into working with the two of them and everyone I work with kind of like just with that expectation that like when they stop growing or feeling like they're growing, then it's time for them to go. And like, I'll be so lucky if we make it to a year and a half or 2 years. And I still like, you know, pinch myself that I got to work with Wallace for 3 years, which is feels like a really long time. And it's such a like, I don't know, for me, I feel such a relief that in a like selfish way that she didn't like go to another job or something. She's going to grad school to like learn this whole new thing. It makes me feel, not that I would feel like a failure, but like it really, I don't know, this isn't about me, but it makes me feel, it's such a relief that I'm like, oh, she didn't leave because she doesn't like, I don't know, like working with me or like the work or whatever, you know. She's, hopefully it was like a catalyst for her to, and I think she would say it was, to like dive into the thing she's even more excited about. So sad that she's not here, delighted that she's, you know, taking this new step on her journey, and like, and absolutely thrilled that you're here and you're going to steer the ship in a different way. And like you said, holisticism has changed so much over the last 5 years. So we're not going to take a hard right, but I think we just continue to move like in degrees towards correctness or towards like the truth of what this thing wants to be. And I feel like when seemingly big outward changes, like bringing a new person on to be part of like what we create, it kind of helps us go get back on our path.
By the nature of the act of change, you know, like the actual, like Wallace sitting down to teach me how it was done makes us consider how it's done. And then me learning how it's done Absolutely. Makes me consider it more. And so it's just by that process alone, it's an audit, you know? And then also too, like the way that I've been doing my podcast for 10 years, and I guess I didn't really introduce myself to people here who might be completely new to me, but we alluded to it, but I've been doing my podcast for 10 years, which Wallace and Michelle together happened to be guests on earlier this year. And I was a guest on the 12th house. And then Michelle and I have known each other for years and years, maybe 20.
Yeah, probably 2017, because I started Holisticism in 2017.
This came to be, you know, I was so grateful to be on and then had you both on my podcast. And I said this to you, but I was like looking across the room at the recording studio where we were recording. I was like, that looks fun. The two of them working together and having collaboration. And like, really, I kind of longingly was like, remember I walked out of there. I was like, that was so fun. Like, I'm God, they get to do that every day. Like I was, you know, and I wasn't even thinking in a way of like, I would work for holisticism. There wasn't like an avenue for that to happen. I wasn't looking for a job. Like there was no, I was just like, oh man, that was good. I did. Bummer. That can't be more, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, when you work by yourself, okay, that was a preview of the 12th House Plus content. Just a little sneaky snack. If you like that, if you want more, if you want to hear the whole story, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify Podcasts at the very top of the page where you would subscribe in general for the podcast. It's $5.99 a month, and we'd love to have you.